Hello.
Hello, hello.
How's it? Oh, Jamicia, I think it's because you're not muted. Yeah.
It's okay. I got it. We're all here. We're all connected.
Perfect. Yes. Okay.
All right. So we're going to hop into this quick. Welcome to this Black Girl Podcast. I am one half of your co-host, Ola Miss Lola.
And I'm the other half of your co-host at The Hill Diva.
And we have a wonderful, magnificent guest for you today. We have the absolutely lovely Jamicia Monroe. And we are going to let her introduce herself because she knows what she does best.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello, everyone. My name is... Hello, everyone. My name is Jamicia Monroe. I am a motivational holistic health coach, a comedic yoga instructor, a nutrition educator, all things healthy. Yeah.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you and to kind of jump into, because when you first connected with us, you told us about a really, really like deep story about how, you know, you were having issues with your health and you're having issues with cysts and doctors were not helping you, because we already know a lot of doctors across the board, doesn't matter where we are, have an issue or have maybe a blind spot, to put it nicely, with helping Black women, especially in medicine. So do you mind, like, I guess, sharing and expressing more of that story and what happened?
Absolutely. So I want to start from how I grew up, just to give like a wider dynamic. So I grew up I come from a military family, and then I also come from warrior woman. So yes, I did move as the stereotypical Black woman trope, strong Black woman. Yes, you know, that's how I moved throughout this world. And I didn't come from an emotional affectionate type of family. So a lot of the anger and the things, you know, from childhood trauma and things of that nature, I would suppress and hold in because I didn't know how to effectively communicate that or allow that to come out. And so I moved throughout that world, and that's how I moved throughout the world. And a lot of the times, as I was getting my degree in nutrition education, stress is the number one reason why we have dis-ease in our body. And I found out in 2018 that I had a non-cancerous cyst on my ovaries. So like they tell all other women, and specifically Black women, because we are disproportionately ranked higher for uterine fibroids and non-cancerous cysts, that I would have to get a procedure done. And I declined because I knew deep down in my heart, I knew that there was a holistic way to eliminate my cysts. I just didn't have the answer and I didn't know how, but I knew I was going to dedicate the rest of my life to figure that thing out, because you couldn't tell me, you know, I was not going to get this surgery because I didn't want to, you know, put any harm or do any harm to my body. So fast forward to this pandemic, 2020, that was the worst and the best year of my life. And let me explain to y'all why. 2020, you know, started off rocky for me. And in February, it's my birthday. So, you know, after I got back from my birthday from Miami, celebrated, had a good time. 2 weeks later, I didn't know my life was going to flip upside down. I found out that my brother, who's like my cousin, who was like a brother to me, he passed away from a seizure. And that was devastating. And then the day that I got back from the funeral, the guy I was dating at the time, we ended up splitting that day. And then fast forward, I get back to work the following week from work. You know, I was met with challenges and issues. I had warnings and write-ups to my name on the verge of losing my job. Fast forward from that, you know, I was 3 weeks behind on my schoolwork. I was getting my master's in nutrition education at that time. You know, wasn't feeling appreciated by friends. Still dealing with these cysts on my ovaries, and I didn't mention earlier, but my menstrual cycles would last for 3 weeks at a time, and they were long, painful,
excruciating.
Yes, so all of these things are happening, and we're at the height of racial injustices in this country. So one day I realized it all hit me at once one day, and I realized I was not happy with myself as a woman. I wasn't happy with my job, and I just wasn't happy with where I was in life. And I hit what I call my greatest depression. That was my greatest depression. And the strong Black woman that I knew myself to be, I was no longer that. I hit rock bottom. I felt broken and hurt, and I felt like I couldn't take anymore. So I moved through that Great Depression for a few months, and I will fast forward to 2 months, to June. After meditating one day, I opened my eyes, and my eyes landed on this book called The Optimum Fast. And it was recommended to me by my elder. So fast forward, I told myself I was going to do that fast for 7 days. It was a liquid fast. And not only was I doing it for 7 days, my spirit led me to do to dedicate the 7 days to each chakra. And for those of you who are unaware of chakras, if you don't know what they are, they're just wheels of energy that make up our life force. And they connect us to everything in the universe, everything. And it also connects us to the different aspects of our lives. So I did that. And within those 7 days, when I said I had the most transformational experience, so much happened in a short amount of time. And it was like crazy. And I knew that something was going to happen. So my spirit also led me to, I had 5 different journals. I vlogged most of the days. I didn't vlog like the last few days. You know, I was meditating, doing yoga and all of those things, but I was reconnecting with myself. On the first day, or not the first day, on one of the days, all of my traumas and wounds and shadows and demons came to surface, and I had to come face to face with that. And it made me realize the role that I played in other people's lives and the role that they played in mine. And it felt like I was having an existential crisis, an identity crisis, and an ego death at the same time. But in hindsight, I was actually having a spiritual awakening. And then on another day, I lied to you not. Like I said, I was going to dedicate the rest of my life to figure out how to eliminate these cysts. After going to the restroom, these crazy looking things came out of me, and I had to research and Google just to be sure. And to my surprise, my cysts came out of me, y'all. And when I say I jumped up and down, I cried, I was in disbelief, you know, I was happy. And all of these emotions came to the surface because I'm like, man, I finally found the answer. On another day, I experienced another level of peace I never experienced before. It just felt like I was getting a warm, energetic hug. And at the end of the fast, I realized that for me and my journey, which I failed to mention, you know, I would do so much. As a Black woman, we are everything for everyone except for ourselves. And you cannot pour from an empty cup. So at the end of that fast, what I did was I poured all of the love that I would give so freely to others back into myself. And when I said that was the best thing that I could have done, and I said, I want other people to feel this. So fast forward, I quit my job 2 months later, my corporate job, and I expanded my yoga business into a holistic health company. And my goal is to help other Black women, you know, feel good, to be healthy, to be well in this nation and in this country. So yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Is so inspiring.
Yeah. The concept of stress, like, and it's funny because like Hildy and I were like, we're friends in real life. We see each other on a regular basis. We talk to each other. Literally the other day I called her and I said, girl, like, how are you? I know things can be stressful, and like stress can manifest in whole heaps of different ways. Absolutely. Like, I've been there, she's been there, I've had other friends that have been there, girlfriends that are being put into the hospital because of it. And it's just like, whatever you need to do to find your peace, please find it, because your body's going to start rejecting all of it.
Absolutely.
And just like hearing that story and hearing how like all the layers of what you don't think is stress, because you've been conditioned to just kind of like go with the flow, you know, deal with it, put your big girl panties on and just go through it. Like, this is what we're built for. But just not realizing that every single thing you do builds a layer of stress. Absolutely. Like, you know, just all the moving and then the stress of work and then like, you know, the boyfriend and like your cousin, and like, those are all layers of stress that we don't always have the time to like swallow, digest, ask ourselves, how do we feel? How does this make us feel? Like you said, reflect on who, like, how you impact people's lives and how people impact your lives.
Absolutely.
And definitely, I can see that definitely manifesting as stress and developing as cysts in your body, because that's terrible. 3 weeks?
3 weeks, painful and long. It was like, now imagine, and I don't know if y'all know, but this month is Mental Health Month.
Yeah.
And just imagine, so I wasn't new to depression. because I dealt with that for years. And imagine how that impacted my relationships, you know? And so that means I'm off for 1 week. I'm always on my cycle for 3 weeks at a time. So yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So good. And one thing I was going to say, like when you mentioned you're living your life and you don't even kind of realize you're in this depression, you know, like looking mm-hmm. back, you kind of, it's like things kind of slowly creep up on you. You're living this life, you're tired, you don't know why, you're exhausted, you're being everything for everyone except yourself. I just find that it's so true with Black women, especially yeah. because, like you said, that trope, the strong Black woman, we get so caught up in it, and we get, and it's naturally kind of fed to us, you know, through our family, through the media, through anything you see about a Black woman, it's always a woman with attitude, a woman with spunk. So when we have our vulnerable moments, we don't even allow ourselves a lot of times to really feel them and to really, yeah. you know, express that need for help the way that we should, right? Because we're always trying to, you know, we have to live up to this stereotype of being a strong Black woman. And even for me, I can say for myself as a mother, I saw that in my own life without even realizing it, you know, like I went through depression in my own dark hour and not realizing that my life was not supposed to feel like this. You know what I mean? Like when you're constantly tired, you're exhausted, washing your dishes feels like it's a marathon, you know, and everything you do just feels like, okay, this is torture. You know what I mean? Regular things. You're thinking, no, this is just what motherhood is. You know, I'm supposed to be tired all the time. I'm supposed to be exhausted. You know, I'm a Black woman, you know, life's hard. This is normal. But there has to come a point where us as Black women and people have to realize, like, if it doesn't feel good, life isn't meant to be a struggle. It just happens to be a struggle for some of us more than others, right? But it doesn't mean that that's what life is supposed to be, you know? So we have to stop this conditioning of feeling like life is hard and that's so too bad. You know what I mean? We have to find more ways to make it beautiful. And I love that with your holistic health, that's the goal, to make everyone feel this positivity, feel this energy, and not have to kind of struggle. So my question to you is, what would be the first step with your holistic treatment? I know with you, you said you found the fasting. Lead us a bit more into what the fasting actually entails, or if that's even the first step.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good question. Thank you. So for the fast, so it was a liquid fast. So it required you to only drink water, herbal teas, and juices. And so I have an 8-week chakra healing program. As I mentioned, I dedicated the 7 days to the chakras. And so what I do is I dive deeper into explaining the chakras, and then also giving you different healing modalities to how to impact those specific chakras. And just to go, and I'm gonna answer your question, but just wanted to go a little deeper on that. So like, just to give the audience a little understanding of what chakras are, how they're related to our lives. We have 7 main chakras, and the first one is the root chakra, and that's connected to our foundation. So our family, our friends, our basic needs, food, water, sex, money, shelter, all of those things, safety, security. Now, anytime your root chakra is out of balance, you know, there's something, it impacts how you grew up, the environment you grew up in, and the type of family you come from. So there could be some type of trauma. Our traumas usually reside in our root chakra. So if we are not addressing those things and we're moving in this world with the trauma, you know, and we're responding from a traumatic way or traumatic events that happen to us, and we are unconsciously aware of that, and we don't know why we're getting the responses from people the way we are, that 9 times out of 10, your root chakra is out of balance. So what we do is some of the healing modalities include yoga, meditation, journal work, because it's a healing program. So we open up the wounds to begin the healing process. It's not easy, but I believe that I went through everything that I went through so that I can teach the very person that I came in this world as a Black woman the same thing. So I can teach them how to get through that. So even with the fast, to answer your question, it was a liquid fast, and it required meditation. It required you to get out in the sun, to go walking. It required you to just connect with yourself and really love yourself. At the end of the day, that's what I preach, is self-love. So what I did was I reached out to all family members and loved ones, and I said, you will not hear from me for a week. So it was like I took a mini retreat just to like literally, because I was giving so much of my energy to everyone, like, and I'm not lying, like I would always give my energy and I would be drained, and I never understood why. It's because it's like you are giving out all of this good vibe, positivity and love, and you're not doing that for yourself. So you can't, like I said earlier, you can't pour from an empty cup. So I went on my mini retreat and it's like, dang, it felt so good. Now I can pour from my overflow. And that's what I want to do with other people, yeah, to pour, other Black women specifically, to pour from your overflow.
I love it. Yeah. My question for you, I wanted to ask, because you kind of started talking about it, but yes, you mentioned the seven chakras. I've definitely heard of them, but obviously, like, it's not committed to memory. I'm not going to pretend like I know everything. But can you, without going too deep in, because I don't want you to give out your whole healing module, I love the concept of it, but can you just outline at least like what those seven chakras are in the body?
Absolutely. Just real briefly, we have more than seven main chakras, but we have seven main ones across all cultures and across the board. So the reason why I focus on the seven is because they connect to our endocrine system. So it has a spiritual, emotional, and physical side to it, but it also has a physical side to aspect to it. So so just to go through them briefly, the root chakra again is the foundation, and then you have the sacral chakra, and this specifically impacts a lot of our Black women, because this is where the uterine fibroids are, the non-cancerous cysts, endometriosis, and all of the other health disparities that we have. So that is our womb. It represents our creativity, sexuality, our emotions, and our divine feminine energy. The next chakra is our solar plexus. That is represented by our courage, our self-esteem, our confidence. And then we have our heart chakra, and that's connected to our compassion, unconditional love, self-love, and loving others. Our throat chakra is how we effectively communicate and listen. And then we have our third eye, and that's our imagination, our intuition, and our ability to foresee our visions or whatever goals that we have for our life. And then lastly is the crown chakra, and that connects us to God, source, universe, and our past on loved ones. So those are the seven main chakras. And then it has, like, again, a deeper health, physical aspect to it. It's connected to our endocrine system.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. It is beautiful. I've done meditation in the past, mm-hmm, and I absolutely love meditation.
Awesome.
Like, when you are meditating, is there a specific way that makes it holistic? I've done it with, like, there was a family that lived in our neighborhood that happened to be of Indian roots, and they would do just a meditation session with us, and like they would feel like one of the daughters would come around and kind of like put her hand over our head and kind of feel our energy, just to feel whatever energy was coming out of us as we were meditating. And there was this very, very popular woman at the time. She was an old woman. I believe she was of Indian descent as well. I don't remember her name right now, but forgive me. But anyway, my question basically is, like, is all meditation the same? And is your meditation, is this holistic meditation, is there something different that makes it more healing? And if so, what is that? And what sets this type of meditation apart?
Awesome. To answer your question, no, all meditation is not the same. I believe that there is no right or wrong way to meditate, because, you know, the goal is to quiet your mind. But sometimes in a meditation session, you have the monkey brain, or sometimes you have all these visions coming up. Sometimes you get downloads. Sometimes you hear like words come to your mind. So there's just so many ways of how you can meditate. You can meditate with music. You can meditate in silence. However, what I love to tell people is that sitting Indian style or crossing your legs is not the only way to meditate. So I want to expand consciousness today. You can walk and meditate. Shower meditations are my favorite meditations. Mm-hmm. It's anything that allows your mind to not think. So you can paint. Painting is meditating. Hiking is meditating. Coloring is meditating. So there's more than one way to meditate. But people just think that, oh, sitting on the floor and crossing your legs is the only way. And that's not true. And then I want to touch bases on, which I failed to mention, because this is what my whole business is created on. I don't teach Indian yoga. I teach comedic yoga, and it's an ancient African yoga. So contrary to popular belief, a lot of people think that Indian yoga is the first yoga, and that's not true. The first yoga resided in Kemet. The reason why a lot of people aren't aware of that is because nowhere in their text you find the word yoga, because yoga is an Indian term. But what you will find in their text is Simatawi, and that is the word that they use for yoga. And if you go to the pyramids today, you can see them practicing on the walls to this day. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's wild, because I was about to ask. It's funny, because I feel like we're definitely all on the same wavelength with this conversation, because I was literally about to ask. I'm like, okay, well, what's the difference with comedic yoga? Because I know it's definitely different, and you emphasize, especially on your website, that it's different. So I'm glad that you really touched on that.
Yeah.
Because kind of even going back to the meditation and talking about connecting to different root chakras, because I've meditated before as well. Okay. And I know you can kind of get lost in something, or you can kind of have that blank mind where you're just doing some kind of repetitive work. Mm-hmm. I've found that I've personally had occasions where if I'm trying to purposely meditate, I'll lay down somewhere and I'll just shut my mind down, and I'll try to think of, I don't know, somewhere in my body that's bothering me. Or because I've always heard of people saying, when you're lying down, try to just focus on one body part at a time, one toe or one finger. And do you know exactly what, I know it's supposed to connect you closer to your body and have you feel more in tune, but is there a more scientific way or a more definitive way to explain that? Because when you just say it like that, it's not so silly.
No, I completely understand. It's just more so allowing you to be present in the moment. I mean, that's just what it is, because we naturally, we move in this country, especially as Black women, we're always on the hustle and bustle. Now, add in children at that, we're always on the hustle and bustle. So it's we're not really connected to ourselves. So when they tell you to focus on a specific aspect of your body or focus on any ailments, it's just more so to bring attention to that specific issue, or not issue, but body part, so that you can now start to feel. It's like, oh, okay, I feel my toes. If they tell you to wiggle your toes or what have you, it's just now you're just bringing your mind to a calm state, but you're just bringing awareness and actually in your body, just paying attention to that for the most part.
Now, would that apply? Because I'm not gonna lie, I'm a TikTok fiend. I love TikTok. I'll never give it up, at least for now. But would you say that also applies? Because sometimes I'll see those videos where it's they'll have some kind of meditative gong or sound noise or whatever, and they're making that very soothing, relax it down, or listen to this 3 times and focus on your throat chakra. Literally, that was the TikTok I saw yesterday. Uh-huh. And I was just like, okay, you know what? There's nothing wrong, an excuse to meditate, great. I went there, tried to zone out. And it was, I don't know if it was a trick of the mind or because you're concentrating and having that intention. When they mentioned the throat chakra, I was feeling a vibration here, and I was just like, that's nice, that's different,
So yeah, those are the sound bowls or the singing bowls, and it could have been a singing bowl specific for the throat chakra. So, it could have been something like that, but the singing bowls, they're so healing and powerful within itself. But I love that. I need to, look at that TikTok real quick. That's pretty dope. But
Okay. So those singing, those sound bowls, there can be specific ones for specific chakras and for specific intentions. Because I honestly, I saw that and I was I was giving it a side eye. Really?
Yes. But yes, to answer your question. But a lot of them, they're in different notes, because the fun fact about the chakras, they have a specific sound to them. And so, and the singing bowls have specific notes to them. So she could have been using the one, as I mentioned, for the throat chakra or something within that area to help intensify that area. So I think that's pretty dope that was on TikTok. Again, I gotta look at that one.
Everything is on TikTok, especially meditation. I don't know, for me, maybe it just kind of it'll give me miscellaneous comedy, relax. meditate, relax, and then like some more like comedy stories, something, relax. And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, I like this kind of pacing.
So I have a question. Okay. Real quick. So my question is more around manifestations. So it's more with that, I guess, the third eye chakra. So with your holistic health business, also be helpful to people. So let's, like me, who I've been through depression, I've come out on the other side, I feel a much better now, I feel like I'm taking back my life, and you know, I'm making choices that, you know, are fulfilling to me, but there are still things that I want. For example, I'm single, okay, against my will. If I want to catch some D, can I come to you and we'll manifest that crap? Like, I want to manifest the right man, or manifest whatever energy I want to meet this right person.
Absolutely, to answer your question, because it all starts with healing, though. And that's why I have this program. Because not just the health aspect, but like, in order for you to truly manifest the person that you want, you got to do some healing, you know, with your heart chakra. You got to connect with your heart chakra first. That's where the heart chakra is like one of the hardest chakras to balance or to bring it to healing, because like, this is where the hurt, you know, resides, and trying to heal it, you have to be very intentional about it. But yes, to answer your question, it's all about vibration, because as we all know, the vibration or frequency that you own, we attract those type of people that are on the same vibration. So if you're vibrating at a low frequency, you're gonna attract low vibrating dudes into your life. So that's just real. Like, I mean, that's just real. Yeah. You want that man, you know, that prince or the king or prince of charming or what have you, then yeah, you're gonna have to do a lot of healing work. So it starts, that's why I love the chakras, because it actually lines up, you know, everything that we need to focus on and consider. So it starts with the trauma that you dealt with in your family. It starts with the emotions that you hadn't dealt with. I really believe that this pandemic, the way this pandemic happened, it forced all of us to truly like face our traumas and the things that we've been running from, because we're always on the go. And I'm so grateful. That's why I said it was the worst and the best year for me, because it forced me to face, like I said, my demons, my shadows, and the things that I suppressed. It forced me to face those things. And it's like, everybody, if you come out of this pandemic, I believe you'll come out of this pandemic either better or bitter. And I want my women, specifically Black women, to come out better, because prior to this pandemic, we were already going through a lot of stuff as is. So now imagine everything that we've gone through. Like, it's said that domestic violence has gone up. It said mental health. A lot of Black people are now considering mental health, even though we've like shunned that in our community. Like, no, you keep your business in the house. We've got a lot going on. So that's why this healing program was created. It's like, no, I know we are going through it. Black women are going through it. So like, I need us to heal, because we can't be like walking with this trauma anymore. It's dead. That's where it's over. You know, it's enough. Yeah.
Because like, you also mentioned in that healing program, the intention of journaling.
Yes.
So can you expand more on that? Because like, I'm personally like, I'm an intermittent journaler. Like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I want to write things down. Other times I'm like, so like, do you have to write things down? Can it also be like a vlog? Is there another way to kind of document your process, and what purpose does it serve you for your healing?
Absolutely. That's a wonderful question. I just feel like I'm old school, but like, there's like a powerful thing that happens when you write, you know, when you physically write things down, it's like helping you process the emotions again that you've been running from, or the trauma, and it allows you to get everything out. However, to answer your question, no, you know, writing is not the only way. You can also like speak it out. You can speak these things out. You can, if you want to record it, or I provide several ways to heal within my program. Like, I really do. Like, you could do poetry, you can do anything that, you know, feels good to your soul. However, journaling is a part of it. So it's up to you to be creative with it. But it's just a great way to process with your emotions. It's a great way to heal. I have a journal. Yeah, I write down, you know, all of the things. And how it helps with mindfulness. It helps with mindfulness, and now you can walk in a state of mindfulness versus, like I said earlier, if you're not aware of your root chakra, you could be moving in a certain way throughout this world and getting like negative responses, and you may not know why. But when you're journaling, now you know, like, oh man, because of this trauma I experienced from childhood, I move this way and I get X, Y, and Z response from people. And I never knew why, but now I get it. It's because like I have what they call the resting phase. I don't know if we can curse on here or not, but.
Yes, you can. Yes,
the resting bitch phase. And then it's like, you know, and you don't know why people looking at you crazy are not coming towards you. Why you ain't attracting your man that you want to. It's because you don't realize that you're holding your trauma in and you hadn't really processed it. So then now you can move with smiles and a good energy and attract the type of people you want in your life. So yeah.
I love that. I wanted to ask, I know for myself, and I know like with Hildiva, like she's been going on her own journey. I've been going on my own journey. It's been like, and it's weird. I don't know if it's just like the universe knowing like shit's gonna go left or whatnot, but like from 2019, I just had this feeling like I need to be moving different, you know? And I started like exploring different options and understanding certain things and like uprooting a lot of shit in my life and laying down new roots and foundations. And Hildiva's been doing the same. But how do you address, I guess, or in your opinion, what's the best way to possibly address other people? Because I feel like once you realize like, okay, I need to do differently, I need to start some self-healing, self-love, and all of that growth, you start to notice all of the little things and all of the little people that don't align with your, like, that disalign your chakras, you know, like throw it off, throw you off track. So how do you heal, how do you handle and or manage those people that you can look at and you can be like, sir, ma'am, you are not on, like, we are not on the same wavelength, put it that way. You guys, when you are vibrating at a different frequency, and like everybody has their own timing, you know, everyone has their own purpose, but at the same, like, how do you handle saying like, I'm sorry, like, I don't vibe with you the same way anymore?
That is a great question, because literally, yes, that happened to me for sure. But I want to say 2 points to that. Well, I'll start with this point first. When you do your healing and your healing work and you see yourself and feel yourself vibrating at a different frequency, I want to emphasize this. Like, it's important to understand that you once were there. So now be a little more compassionate to those people, because it's like, all right, sis, you done got brand new, you vibrating on a new frequency, and now you trying to act like you wasn't there yesterday. So I had to look at myself. It was like, dang, you know, I can't be too hard on these people, because I literally was like that. And number two is boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And it can be uncomfortable conversations. But once you have those, if they truly love you, if they really, really love you, they wouldn't have it. They will respect you, and they wouldn't have an issue respecting those boundaries. And of course, and if they can't respect it, then chuck the deuces, because we're not operating like that anymore. So
yeah, man. And that's the thing too. Like, it's funny, because when I went through my journey, I literally, like Lola was just explaining, like, we had to set our stuff in order, you know, in our own time. For me, I had to lay those boundaries down. And it's just, and for me, the most painful part was realizing who didn't respect my boundaries. And, you know, realizing who did, you know, and certain people, like, they're the closest people to you. You think they're your ride or die, they're riding for you. And then when you finally change the script on them and show them, you know, I want to move like this now, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't be leaving my house, coming to pick you up left, right anymore. I can't be tiring myself out running errands for you anymore. Or, you know, I need time for myself. I need time now. I'm tired of listening. I need someone to listen now to my feelings now. And it's like, to see who actually has time to take that seriously and give you the respect you've been giving them, it's shocking. It's shocking. You'd be surprised to see how little of people will respect you when you're at your lowest. you know, when, and me, I used to always be that ear. I used to always want to mother people, my friends, and, you know, so it was really eye opening for me, refreshing. And it really made me really clip, you know, cut the weeds out of my garden and start planting new seeds where they need to be. And, you know, as a result, now I have a lot less friends, right? But I feel like the friends I do have bring so much more value to me because of them.
Oh my gosh, that was so beautiful. I just want to like say something with that. Like, that is so true in regards to, like, you know, the people falling off when you elevate naturally. That's just, it's just how it is naturally. The people, once they see your light, because it's getting brighter, they, it's probably either blinding them or they're like, okay, let me go towards it. I want to do what she's doing. So you're going to push people away, or are you going to attract them? And the ones that, like I said, if they're not respecting you and vibrating on a low frequency, allow them to go. But I believe wholeheartedly that the universe will never leave you in lack. So what goes away will always come back in a new form of beautiful people and people on your frequency. So, yeah.
Oh man, for sure. For sure. And the one thing I will note, because we're talking about vibrations and stuff, when you do start to not even just attract, but when you realize that, like, this person's always been rocking with me versus this person only rocks with me when it's convenient, when they I'm the last friend on the list or bored. That's when you compared to, like, actual people who genuinely rock with you. Like, I realized I never necessarily had a partner who will say, like, who will look at me and say, like, girl, you're doing too much. You need to relax. I'm here. Let me help.
Right.
And it's sad to think, because, like, I'm grown. I don't want to say I'm not young. I'm a grown woman. I have a child, so it's like to realize that I've gone through so much life without having somebody tell me, like, pause, relax, life will still move as it should without you having to be the one to move it. And I feel like I myself personally, like, I try to bring that reminder to, like, my friends and my family. So, like, if I see, like, you know, I feel like they're doing too much, they're not catching their breath, they're not relaxing, they're not taking a moment for themselves to be like, I know you're superwoman, I see it, I stand it, but just, like, also be super in your bed.
That is such a good point. Because I'm the healer in the family, that's what I do with my sisters all the time. Like, I speak with them, like, almost all the time, and I'm just like, okay, make sure you incorporate self-love, like, because we come from a strong family, strong woman, and I already know. I pointed out with the quickness, and even this week my sister was just like, she's going to the spa and all that stuff, and, you know, taking my mom to the spa, and I was just like, well, I'm excited for you to finally, like, relax. And she was like, wow. She's like, I didn't even realize that I'm sitting here worrying about her and that I'm supposed to relax as well. So it's like, it's good. I want to bring this point. When you begin to heal, you heal everyone around you. That's just real. Like, you begin to heal because the way I used to move, like, one of my sisters even pointed out, she was like, wow. She was like, you didn't get upset, you know, when my other sister said something. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, normally you would get upset. And I'm just like, oh, well, I guess it didn't bother me anymore because I've healed certain aspects of me. So now it's just like, wow, that is a beautiful thing. Yeah.
The triggers drop off.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love this conversation of the whole theme is, like, a lot of people love to say birds of a feather flock together, and they usually mean it in a negative, degrading connotation. And I just love that we're having this beautiful, uplifting, positive conversation centered around Black women, and that it's like everybody's acknowledging that, like, we've all gone through our own traumas. We've all gone through our own process of healing and how it's uplifted and benefited us and how we want to continue having it benefit us. And I hope that, you know, everybody listening, even because we do have listeners that aren't necessarily Black or women, but we still love you guys. We want you guys to heal too, so that everyone can be allies and help one another. We can just grow to be a really happy community that can just talk about everything.
Absolutely.
Everything, anything, you know? And I just want to end off our episode with just you explaining to others how they can connect with you, how they can reach you, how they can take advantage of your healing program, because like I'm living.
yes, definitely. You can follow me on Instagram, community_yoga, and it's not spelled the regular way. It's spelled KEMUNITY_yoga, and it's a play off of Kemet. And click the link in my blog bio. I have a free gift for y'all. You can figure out what chakras that reside within you are blocked. So I want y'all to truly understand that. And if you want to connect with me further, you can book a discovery call with me as well. So yeah.
I love it. And for your classes, the yoga classes specifically, I know, I'm not sure over in Georgia if everything is as shut down, because we're here in Toronto, so like everything's shut down, like even outside shut down.
I never shut down, it's just a little.
But can people connect with you, like if people want to connect with you online through Zoom, through stuff for classes, like is that available?
So to answer your question, no. I do not, okay. I'm not offering classes now, but I am creating something for the people. So that will be coming out soon. I don't want to, you know, give anything away. Okay. Yes. So
wonderful. And you know what? We definitely have to have you again, because I have more questions, girl. Like, I'm trying to find this man, okay? But aside from that.
No, I got you, sis. I got you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I just as long as you're in my corner. I need that good energy, that positive. You know, we gonna find the right one. Cupid energy, the Sunday, Aphrodite,
all of that.
Thank you. I love it. And I was gonna ask one last quick question, okay? Because I just wanted to also know, because you are a nutritionist. So is there a nutritional component as well to this, besides, you know, the fasting of the juices? You also kind of help with daily diets that will kind of bring you that more, I guess, bring you healthily to that place where you want to be.
Absolutely. That is a great question. And I do need to talk more about that. Yes, to answer your question, I have meal plans for each specific chakra. Believe it or not, the foods are there are specific foods dedicated to each chakra, fruits and vegetables, grains, herbs, all of those things. And I want everyone to think of it like this. When you consume food, it's supposed to give you energy. And the whole point, chakras are energy. You know, that's what it is. So the food that we eat will either raise your vibration or lower it. So anytime we go to Thanksgiving and we eat heavy foods, we get the itis afterwards. It's because that food is lowering your energy. So I kind of want us to start thinking of food like that. And then I do want to mention something else that I think is so imperative that we should all know. When you're truly in tune with your spirit, you will know what your body's telling you. Your body is always speaking to you at all times. So did y'all know that when you're stressed or you're dealing with anger or what have you, you start to crave specific foods. And when you deal with anger or stress, you will start to crave like salty or crunchy foods. And what your body is trying to tell you is that, yeah, you're stressed, but you're either dehydrated, you have low electrolytes, or you need to eat more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, legumes, and seeds. And the way to get that is you do yoga, meditate, of course, drink water, and exercise, and then eat the fruits, vegetables, grains, and all of those things to help combat that. So now you are in tune with your spirit and your body, so now you can make better decisions. So instead of you going for the chips or something hard and crunchy, now you're like, okay, you could take a step back and like, okay, what is it that my body really needs? Oh, I'm dehydrated, so let me drink water, or oh, I need to meditate.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I love that, because like it's like, I feel like your program, I love it because it's like self-love inside and out. Yes. And it's like inside and out on like level. So it's like, yes, it's what you eat and stuff. And yes, it's how you move and like meditate and do yoga. But then it's also how you think, how you feel, how you express yourself. Like it's so thorough and it's so deep.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Everybody needs to go get healed, please. It's
I just want to point out, like, our listeners can't see us right now, but Jamecia is glowing, y'all. Like, I can see the positivity.
Melanin positive.
Happiness.
Skin tone.
The beauty. And it's like, so that's what I want for us Black women. And I was going to also say, you know, there is that stigma among Black women. Like, what, you know, when you're just walking down the street and you see another Black woman, yeah, we're not very likely to just smile and be like, hi, you know, Emily and Cindy will be walking past each other and we'll most likely smile at each other. But Shaquita and Keisha, we might not, like, we're not. You know what I mean? Like, we're always shown as these angry Black women to the point where there is kind of a guard up when we even see each other in public. And I want to take that guard down right now. Like, right here, right now. Holistic. Like, I want to do, like, a challenge where it's like the Black chick challenge, you know, where we just see a Black chick and we're like, hey, girl, hey, high five. Well, we can't high five during COVID, but, you know. We gotta be like, hey, girl, thumbs up, Black chick challenge or something, because we gotta change that, you know, that stigma.
Absolutely. What I can definitely suggest to that, because I caught myself realizing, like, I used to be one of those girls where I'd look, and then because she has a face on, I'm thinking, like, what's wrong with me or what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. But I notice now, like, I make it an actual, like, back the habit of myself that if I catch myself looking at another girl and she notices I'm looking at her, I give her a compliment.
Yeah.
So that she knows, like, I'm not looking at you hating, girl. I'm looking at you appreciating. So whether it's like, girl, I like those pants, or I really love your hair, it kind of throws them off guard, but in a good way, to know that, like, you are being seen in this world and you're being seen and appreciated.
Yeah.
So I think if we all started doing that, that would make a huge difference to a lot of women. And even if it's just a small step of, like, self-love and self-healing, like, because you kind of, like, bring back what you attract. So, like, if you're sending out positivity, hopefully it's coming back to you. May not come back to you from the same girl, but may come back to you from somebody else who's like, oh, I like those pants, or I like your shoes, or I love your earrings, I love your hair, or whatever.
Exactly. I want to add to that, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
I want to build it, girl. So, like, now that we are having this conversation and what both of you ladies said, now I think it's important for us to, like, move in a way of compassion. It's like, if you see, like you said, if you see another Black woman and her face, she has a grimace on her face, it's like, understand that it's never about you. And that's something that I learned in my fast. Like, it's not about me. Like, a lot of the people, like, the trauma that, it's just people projecting trauma on other people, like trauma projecting on each other. So understand that she may be having a bad day, or she's still dealing with issues that she's dealt with. So extend grace, extend compassion to each other. Like, it's a time out for having nasty attitudes. And that's why I believe that true healing starts from the inside, and then you glow from the inside, and then the beauty, you know, exudes it all. Because Black women are beautiful to me. They are so beautiful. But we get that those negative tropes saying that we're, like, nasty or we have attitudes. It's like, no, examine the root to it. Why do we have attitudes? Why are we nasty? It's because something happened to us and we don't know how to express or heal from that. So show compassion to our sisters. So yeah.
Amen, girl.
I
wanted to say, this is the sign, guys. This is the crown. So whenever you see another Black girl staring, you just go, hey, girl, like, hey, queen.
Yes, queen.
For our viewers, it's literally doing the number three. You hold your pinky down with your thumb and you have your three middle fingers up by the side of your head like a crown, girl. So the next time you catch a Black woman looking at you, you just say, hey, queen. Hey, queen.
I see you, queen.
Exactly. There we go. That's the new thing. We're going to make it the newest TikTok trend, y'all. We're going to start it. We got to start a Black Girl Podcast TikTok, and with the I see you, queen. Yay. I see you, girl.
I love that so much. Thank you so much
for coming on our show, Jamecia.
Honestly,
you got to be a recurring guest. Like, we need to have, like, wellness every last Wednesday or the month or something, like, with Jamecia, and people can ask their questions or something.
Because
this needs to be, it can't end here. This can't end here.
Thank you for having me.
Uplifting my day. I know it uplifted Health Divas Day. I hope it uplifts all of our listeners' days. And I'm encouraging everybody who's listening to the show, if you have a question for Jamecia, we definitely want to bring you back. We definitely want you to be a friend to the show.
Thank you.
Maybe we can even do, like, a Q&A of people who have other questions, people who are looking for or interested in wanting to take those first steps to be healed. Please connect with Jamecia, with Comedic Yoga. It's Because a lot of times people want to, you know, live a better life, do things better, but don't know the first step, or maybe they need help and guidance. There's no shame and no embarrassment in that. That is why we have healers, teachers, everybody out here to kind of lead that way. Jamesia is one of those people. So connect with her again. You said it's Kemetic_yoga.
Community_yoga.
Community_yoga.
But it's spelled Kemunity.
Yes. Okay.
We'll definitely pin that. Like, we'll put it under our video, because we also have our YouTube platform that we do it on. So, like, in our information, we could put her tag your information at the bottom of our video.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Lola and Heldiva. I really appreciate you all sharing space with me.
This is exactly what this platform is for, you know? Yes, so I'm glad we got to share it with you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.